This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. A major military offensive is underway in Afghanistan. It's in the country's southern Helmand province. Thousands of U.S., British, and Afghan troops are trying to take back one of the last Taliban strongholds, the town of Marja. NPR's Tom Bowman joins us from the Pentagon. Tom, what more can you tell us about this offensive?
Well, it's underway, we've been able to confirm, and it's also being called Operation Mushtarak, which is Dari for together. Now, the message they're trying to send is that both Afghan and allied forces are conducting this operation. Now, that's something new, this larger Afghan presence. Now, there are hundreds, maybe thousands of Taliban fighters there in Marja. This is a district that really has had no police or soldiers there at all, either Afghan, British, or U.S., for years now. So it's really become a haven, not only for Taliban, but for drug traffickers as well.
And this assault on Marja, Tom, has been much anticipated, much publicized in advance. Why is that?
Well, I think they wanted to make sure civilians stayed inside and were aware of the operation, stayed inside their houses, although some civilians, we understand, have fled. And also, I think they hoped that some Taliban would lay down their arms. There's a big push now trying to get Taliban fighters who are maybe just doing it for pay to lay down their arms. And also, I think they're targeting mid-level commanders. This is probably the most publicized operation, really, in recent memory.
Tom, I'm curious about that, this notion that the civilians should stay in Marja, which seems to fly in the face of common sense if you're trying to avoid civilian casualties.
Exactly right. I think they want them to stay inside their houses, but you're right. I mean, clearly, if a lot of Taliban stay and fight and the Marines come rolling in, they could get caught in the crossfire. So it really does... It doesn't make a lot of sense. And again, what we understand is a number of civilians have fled.
Tom, as you mentioned, a key part of this effort is the notion that Afghan soldiers and police will be playing a part in this offensive.
That's right. Last summer's Marine operation had really few Afghan soldiers, and they say this will be different. They're expecting thousands of Afghan soldiers and police to take part in this. And they're also being brought in from other parts of the country. And one reason is because recruiting in southern Afghanistan for the army has been a problem. Southern Pashtuns are just not signing up for the Afghan military. The southern Pashtuns are the heart of the insurgency. And also, the local police are highly corrupt, so they're bringing in police from other parts of the country.
You've spent time, Tom, in Helmand province. Do you get a sense of the strength of the Taliban in Marja and how long this operation could last?
Well, you know, we really don't have any sense how long the operation could last. There are a lot of problems here. There are canals going through this area. It's going to be difficult for the Marines to get across. And the Taliban are really part of the local population, so they could just melt into the population. They could take off from the area. But clearly, there's a huge Taliban presence, not only in Marja, but really in pockets throughout Helmand province, despite the Marine operations here over the past 8 or 9 months.
That's NPR's Tom Bowman, who's talking about a major offensive that has begun in the southern Afghan town of Marja. Tom, thanks very much.
You're welcome.